Break dancing. What about break dancing off a diving board?
I mean,
she's like, cut it.
I feel like that's been in her comments. I feel like somebody has probably told her that. Yeah, like breakdance off a diving board.
Yeah.
That sounds like an insult. Like, don't jump off a cliff. Why don't you breakdance off a diving board?
I'm going to start saying that to people. You know what? You go breakdance off a diving board.
Right. I don't want you breakdance off a diving board.
Breakdance off a diving board.
I have more shows coming up. Where am I coming? When is this episode coming out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. This week, September 12th, Fountain City Comedy Festival, Kansas City, Missouri. I'll be there. And then that entire weekend, I've got 4 shows, September 13 and 14 in Springfield, Missouri at Blue Room Comedy Club. So come see me there. I am in Buffalo, New York on the 18th of September, West Nyack, New York on the 19th. I am in Baltimore, 922. And then I go back out to the Pacific Northwest. I have an Oregon and Seattle tour that I'm doing with Oregon Roots. It's Salem, Oregon on the 27th, Portland, Oregon on the 29th. Oh, sorry, Eugene, Oregon on the 26th, Salem on the 27th, Portland on the 29th, Seattle on October 2nd. And Tacoma, October 3rd, and Spokane, October 6th. And then I have a bunch more dates all the way through the end of the year, and I'm working on something special that hopefully we'll be able to announce soon. And tune in next week.
And
thanks for checking out the Tard Pod.
If you liked what you saw here and you want more, go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/TardationNation.
You can buy all those tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
Yeah. I like the beach, but I'm also like, when it comes to the ocean, it's like, I'm a dipper. Like, I'll just go in and get out because I feel like how we all had near-death experiences in the ocean.
Yeah, I've had 2 lifeguards called for me.
Yeah, it's so freaking scary, right?
Yeah, it's so
scary. I don't mess around.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the ocean like that either.
I don't like to. When I was younger, same. I don't know what I was thinking.
In enough to like dip in, we're out.
Take a pee if I need to, and then leave and get out.
Yeah. ankle height, knee height, we're good.
Yeah.
God, then I'm out. Like, I remember when I was younger, I used to love like body surfing, you know, like, and I almost broke my back when I did because I got wrecked by one. And then like
the riptide?
The riptide. And now I'm like, because of that one experience, like I don't like to do it anymore, but my friends still like to, and they're like, even if it's a sandbar, I don't trust a sandbar. I don't care. I was like, sharks can't come here. Sharks are, then you see a video. My sister would send me a video on Instagram to be like a shark, like where the sandbar is. And they're like, this is how I die.
They're here.
No, they're here. It's an alligator.
Like, so they're migrating. They moved.
It's an alligator and a shark.
That's what happened. I don't...
Local shark. Hell no. Freshwater sharks.
Sandbar sharks.
Yeah, now I'm like, I mean, I'm sure it's honestly happened where like a little kid maybe has seen a shark in the ocean and like isn't afraid of it and maybe sings the shark song. Maybe? No?
Maybe.
Maybe. Heard of a story, but I feel like, you know,
A child in the ocean trying to follow the shark, trying to catch a shark
and singing the song.
I'm thinking, like, which is worse, like the ocean with the sharks or like a lake with gators? Like, both of them are kind of freaking me out now. Like, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm right now. Like, y'all are enjoying this conversation.
You're just having a panic attack.
Yeah, I'm fear mongering myself.
So here's the cool part about Florida. There are places like that, like where you don't swim because you're like, this is murky water. Okay. You can't see if there's anything in there. And then there's like freshwater springs where the water is like coming up through a spring where from where it's like filtered underground.
Okay.
And water like that, like most of the time, is crystal clear. Like you can see all the way to the bottom and you can see everything in
We'd
it.
We love that.
So I remember in my hometown, there's a small little like Spring State Park called Blue Springs State Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a swimming hole built around this spring.
Yeah.
With like a big like dock for people to jump off of, little like kids playground thing.
Mm-hmm.
But literally like it sometimes an alligator would like swim into the spring area. And everybody would just be like, oh, gator in the water, and everybody would just get out for a little bit.
Please remain calm. There's a gator in the water.
Yeah.
No, literally, not me.
They'd just be like, hey, we got a gator. And everybody would be like, oh, dang it. All right.
Mm-mm. Absolutely
I'm
not.
Racing
I mean, obviously, there are some people there who are like freaking out, but most people are just like, all right, cool.
I'm sure
some people don't even get out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Some
people,
suicide.
Like, some people, like, literally, like, you'll have, like, a redneck on the dock, like, as a spotter. And like you'll have people in the water over here, and they'll be like, "Don't worry, gator's still way over there."
Oh, I mean, you know, at
and
least
then
protection.
They're just like, "Okay, cool, yeah."
My gosh, no.
I mean, that's kind of what y'all do with sharks in the beach. Y'all kind of just wait till they're gone, right, and then get back in.
I don't.
No.
What? If there's like shark in the water, I'm like, I'm not going in the water, and like. No, people who are like surfers and are going out, I'm like, you're just literally asking to get eaten by a shark.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those places, like what is it, like the Maldives, where they have like those cottages that are built out like over
on
the water,
water.
Kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
I'll go, and like, if there's nothing around, I'll do a quick like jump in, jump out, but I'm not like swimming with sharks or doing any of that. Like, nah, I'm up here.
No, thank
also,
you.
Like, how do you both feel about stingrays and like swinging?
R.I.P. Steve Irwin.
I know.
Yeah.
Like swimming with stingrays, people do that.
No.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to swim with anything in the ocean, quite frankly.
Either. And I'm like,
yeah.
Am I a bad person for not wanting to experience that? Like scuba diving.
I'm not trying to get. I'm not. I did like a dolphin thing once when I was in Mexico, but it was like at like a
resort.
Almost like a aquarium thing.
Right.
Yeah, like a resort kind of thing where they had like dolphins in like a cove.
Yeah.
And they were around people a lot, and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And we did like the thing with dolphins, but I'm not trying to like go swim with dolphins.
Yeah.
And get like. You know, molested or something.
Yeah. Right, yeah,
I'm not trying to get dolphin molested.
No, fuck.
Actually, I went to the Bahamas when I was 19, and I like swam with dolphins, if you will. And I don't know, the instructor, she was like trying comedy out in the like, in there, but she said when you tap twice, it means it's a dolphin knows to come to you, and we'll give you a hug when you have to tap twice in the water. I had went three, and she was joking, but she was like, oh, don't tap three times. That means attack. And I literally went, I'm in the water.
Oh.
And she laughed. I screamed. So, like, I don't know, bad comedic timing on her part. I don't know. I remember being like,
great
that's
comedic
great.
Timing
isn't
on
great?
Her part.
Did she get a pop?
Like,
did she get a pop? Did she get a laugh?
I don't know. I don't remember. I honestly blacked out because I thought the dolphin was going to attack me. I thought the dolphin was going to attack me. And I was like, and then she goes, oh, I'm kidding. No. Everyone always said that. Just like, it's so close. No, yeah, just two. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything now. I want to get out of this water. I don't want to hug this dolphin.
No, I want to give you two of these now.
I'm mad. And the dolphin also is really slimy. It is really slimy.
No, thank you.
Again, I respect animals. I really just like dogs, and I'm allergic to them, so the Lord doesn't want me to be happy at all. animals. Remember when we were in, we went to the, when we were on the boat, Percy Priest Lake, that's where we were.
Yeah.
We're like floating, there's a big raft, and we're like, everyone's just hanging out. And I'm already like this, like on the raft, you know, being skeptical because I can't see underneath, and I'm just, you know, in the water, don't know.
Peeler Park.
Yeah, Peeler? I looked it
Peeler
up. I just
Peeler
Park, yeah.
Park. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
You're
not
right.
where we were. Peeler Park. And Nick just, what did you say, something about water moccasins? Or something?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I'm petrified of snakes.
Yeah.
He said, he goes, oh, sometimes, like, one time, last time I was in here, there was, like, a water moccasin or something.
No, no, no. As a kid, we would with summer day camp, we would go to a completely different part of Percy Priest Lake.
But Percy Priest Lake, nonetheless.
And maybe a handful of times, and all the times I saw... We would see like a water moccasin, but, but they're not, I don't think they're poisonous.
They are.
Yes, water moccasins.
They are.
Oh.
Yeah. Nick's like, I touch them, I say hi.
Like, I saw a cobra, I don't think they're poisonous.
Good to know.
Water moccasins are a venomous snake.
Yeah.
No.
I thought the shape of their head meant that they were. Like, no.
The shape of their head means they will kill you. They will bite you.
That's misinformation.
I got chased by like 8 of them whenever I was a teenager.
What?
We haven't grown up.
Like chased?
Yeah, because I was.
So the water moccasins will do this thing where they mock charge at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like they'll charge at you, but in the water. So they'll like all of a sudden like speed up, slither at you on top of the water kind of thing.
And they're fast.
And it's wild. They'll, mm-hmm. So they like literally will like kind of chase you.
Yeah, they're territorial.
Yeah.
And we went to like this fishing spot of ours, and in the middle of it was like a bridge that had most of it had fallen apart, but you could like pad out to it and fish off of it. Mm-hmm. So I had done that. And as I'm going back to shore, everyone's screaming, and I turn around, and there's like 8 of these motherfuckers just coming after me. Yeah, and I just fucking
They nest. They do like they're like
apparently the bridge is one of their
Hell no, they nest.
Yeah,
a snake city. Whew.
No,
just all hanging out there.
Mm-hmm. I would. That's a dead instant death as well. I'm just talking about a lot of moments where I will die on this podcast.
They'd have caught her because she'd have blacked out. blacked out, dead.
No, like, he's just said the word water moccasin.
Yeah, you kind of freaked out,
I think I blacked out, and just got so fast on the raft and
you start
up on the boat. Yes, I was like, and then I was just immediately on the boat so fast. He was like, they're not there. I'm just saying, when I was younger, I was like, I don't care. He's like, not this part of Percy Brink, like a different part. I'm like, it's still the same water, like screaming.
Dude, one of those stories, like, because I have like a mom who is also like undiagnosed ADHD, so I've heard like every one of her stories so many times. Yeah. Yeah, and one of them was I was like 2 or 3 years old, and we were on somebody's boat, and like we were all on there, and my aunt was holding me, and my mom was like doing something, and she went to she fell off the side of the boat. Like everybody was wearing. What you call it, and the boat was stopped, like, and anchored. It wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But she had, like, fell off, like, was falling off of the boat, and somebody yelled gator, and as she was falling, she grabbed the rail and, like, held herself up off, like, so she fell off the boat but didn't get wet because they yelled gator, and she was like,
fuck you!
Like some secret spy shit.
Yeah. She's like, they yelled gator, and I latched on, and I... Yeah.
Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six.
Develop a strength when that happens. I feel like that's funny. Oh man,
I'm learning a lot about the flora and fauna of southeastern United States. This is nice.
It's a wild place, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't fuck with snakes at all, though.
No.
Because where I'm from in Texas, they're mostly poisonous.
Yeah.
Like, I've been chased by water moccasins. I've been chased by baby rattlesnakes.
I
brought this up.
That's what's wild about Florida is we've got all of the different snakes. Like, we've got...
Pythons,
rattlesnakes, pythons. We get anacondas. And, like, for some reason, snake breeders love Florida. And
y'all get anacondas?
Thanks so much.
Yes, people will, like, leave them in, like, the Everglades and shit. We'll, like, set, like, pet snakes free in the Everglades. And then they get out there and they breed and all kinds of stuff. And, so they're, like, same thing, like, iguanas.
Yeah.
Iguanas in South Florida are an invasive species. and they like fuck up the local environment, and they're actually really bad for the environment. So they like people literally hunt iguanas in South Florida.
Oh,
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
about that.
You can like pay to go on hunting expeditions.
You can pay to go on like iguana hunts. I did an iguana hunt with some buddies with like a veterans group.
Yeah.
People hunt them like in the winter, like when in Florida, like when there's a hard freeze, they'll like freeze in the trees and fall out of the trees.
Oh.
And shit. People like get money for hunting iguanas.
Are they still alive when they freeze? Or are they dead? Is it like a little chamber?
Some of them unfreeze. Like, some of them freeze to death, and some of them unfreeze.
Could you imagine being in a tree, and the next thing you know, you wake up on the ground, and there's, like, flowers growing or something?
And the next thing you know, some little kid's carrying you because he thinks you're dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, play dead cell, play dead cell, play dead cell, play dead cell.
Don't move, don't move. That's how it is in Texas with hogs. Like, there's some farmers, they're invasive. They tear up the, like the land. So, like, it's hard to, like, grow crops. They destroy crops. Uh-huh. So, some farmers will actually, like, pay you to go on their land and kill hogs.
Huh.
Like, wild hogs.
You can also pay to go on helicopter and shoot them.
Yeah.
With, like, machine guns.
That seems like too much.
I don't want to do that.
It kind of,
but they're like a high breeding invasive species, and they'll like run in packs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, damn, we got to get a pack of 130 hogs off of 300 acres of land.
I guess if it's that many, then an automatic weapon is a little.
It's kind of like. It is a little too much, though, because it's kind of like the military industrial
complex.
Because now there's like you can make money off of this if you have a helicopter land.
Yeah.
People come. So now people are like bringing more hogs or like breed, like letting them produce more so that there's more of them to kill so that they can keep selling these packages where people can go and shoot these animals.
Like Oh
yeah, that's bad. When you're like industrializing it.
Yeah.
Instead of like taking care of a problem, you're like, oh, this problem makes money.
Let's
exploit it.
Now I'm thinking of the hog from The Lion King. Wasn't that a hog?
Pumbaa,
isn't he a hog?
He's a warthog.
Oh,
yes.
Aw, Pumbaa.
So yes. Yeah. Like his American cousin.
Yeah.
I just think like da, 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 da. You know what I'm talking about, you know, and the song I just can't wait to be king.
Oh,
you know, yeah. But Pumbaa, like, oh, what a phrase, it means no worries. Okay, I digress. Anyway, I just thought of Pumbaa, and I was like,
Hakuna Matata.
Is that the same song?
Yeah.
I just want to say that I wasn't a Disney gal growing up. I was a Nickelodeon girl. Anyway, I digress. Okay. But I did still think of Pumbaa in that moment. And was like, we're killing Pumbaa? American cousin.
Yeah.
American cousin. American
now
cousin.
I know.
Yeah. Not Pumbaa.
Not actual Pumbaa.
No.
It's American cousin.
Yeah.
Patrick or something like that.
Like third cousin too. Like not even.
Peter.
Not related.
Person, yeah.
Paul. Just think all of the whitest P names. Hakuna Matata, yeah.
Means
are we just going to be kings? Sorry.
Wait, what?
No, Hakuna Matata, just wait. I didn't know the difference. I didn't know the difference between the songs. How could you forget Hakuna Matata?
I don't know, but you did.
Sorry. We can cut that. You can cut that from the tape.
Yeah.
All right, that's our episode. No, we're done.
Risa doesn't know Hakuna Matata.
We can't continue this conversation.
They take your musical theater degree from you.
I mean.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, wow, I should.
That was a Broadway show.
That was. Actually, I did see it on Broadway, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but I really liked it a lot.
I heard it was really good.
It was very, very good.
Yeah.
I saw it like years ago. Yeah.
Who played Timon and Pumbaa? Ooh.
I do not know. That is I don't know.
How do you play that?
You could have made up any name.
I don't know. I
know. How do you play these animals on stage?
It's Danny like, DeVito. Right.
He's taking out. I would watch that.
I would fuck with it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would want that spinoff. I just want Danny DeVito as
both. Danny DeVito in every role.
Yeah, it's Lion King, but it's just Danny DeVito.
Danny in Lion King, a one-man show. Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know who, if the roles are actually like, I don't remember.
Actually,
but
let's
I know
get
that
the entire cast of It's Always Sunny.
Just to play.
I would watch that. I love that show.
That would actually, that is really, we actually been watching Hacks and she's
okay,
in it.
Okay, because then Charlie and Mac as Timon and Pumbaa would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're talking about from Always Sunny?
Yeah.
That would be good. That would be, yeah.
Charlie and Mac as Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who? I don't know if I ever. I don't remember the
Danny
characters.
Danny DeVito as the Lion King.
Yes.
As Mufasa?
As Mufasa and
he's
Simba.
Gotta
be, okay, he's playing both.
As Mufasa and Simba.
Okay.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Dennis is Scar.
For sure.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. And Denise is Nala.
And D is, ooh, is D Nala or is D the hyenas?
Both.
D also playing multiple roles.
I would like to see though, like villain Danny DeVito, like evil Danny DeVito. I feel like that.
I could see him being Scar.
Yeah.
There's an old school movie from like the late 80s, early 90s called Ruthless People.
No.
Okay.
I'm bad at
Danny
movies,
DeVito.
But...
No. Kind of a dick. Plays like a bad guy, not a good guy.
Okay. See, I would like that.
It's Danny DeVito, Hocus Pocus. Who's the
Bette
Midler.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really?
So he's Danny DeVito, yeah. Bette Midler.
Classic. Love it.
Judge Reinhold.
Oh, shoot.
From Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, Judge Reinhold and his wife kidnap Bette Midler and hold her for ransom. And she's married to Danny DeVito, and Danny DeVito hates her, so he refuses to pay the ransom.
Oh my god!
I feel like I'm.
It's like a comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
That is
an 80s
comedy.
It's so funny. And then basically, Bette Midler and her captors like. Mm-hmm. Grow to like each other. So then basically they plan a con on Danny DeVito. To get him to pay the ransom. It's actually great.
Good,
sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, when
I wore that VHS tape the fuck out.
VHS, for those listening, is like, do they know what it is?
You know,
I got them right here.
This
for
is
you young motherfuckers. It was a tape.
Oh my god, is that Riding in Cars with Boys?
It is Riding in Cars with Boys.
I'm dead.
Is that Pink Drew? That's Pink
Drew.
Drew
Barrymore.
That was a great movie.
Riding in Cars. This is what movies that you would buy and bring home and rent at a store used to look like. This literally came from a Hollywood video.
Yes.
This is literally a remnant of the past.
That's crazy.
Purchased from a Hollywood video going out of business.
It was a blockbuster gown and it was like, please be kind and rewind. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I
did. Were you a rewinder?
I was.
You were a rewinder?
Very big on the rewinding.
AJ, were you a rewinder?
Huh? I was a rewinder.
Yeah.
I was a rewinder because I would watch movies multiple times.
I mean, like if you rented it, would you return it, rewind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I returned it, I was immediately renting more movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Do you notice? And you got charged if you didn't rewind it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I don't know.
See, we rewinded.
Yeah, mine didn't do that.
We rewinded, but we would always like turn them in late. So when we would go to Smyrna Video, and we would have like a $50 fee, and they would just let us rent.
Yeah.
And I asked the dude once, I said, how do y'all stay in business? He's like, porn. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Yeah, no, I remember there, like, the era of like being charged for rewind fees at video stores, and then they stopped doing that because they were trying to stay in business, and then they, yeah, you know, like, but yeah, I would rent movies like library books.
We didn't have, we
like
had
same
a...
way, like same way. I'd return whatever I had and then immediately rent the maximum again.
Yeah.
I miss the library.
Yeah. I like movie gallery was the one like near my high school growing up.
We had a movie gallery. Yeah.
I didn't have that.
We had a, because we were in a smaller town, so we couldn't, like, we didn't have a high enough population for a Blockbuster franchise. So we got like the next one.
Like the movie gallery.
Movie gallery was awesome.
Yeah.
But and it was like a store, like a Blockbuster. Yeah. A little bit like.
Yeah, they had like all the like the VHS, and they had games too. They had like Nintendo 64 games,
and they had like a membership card thing, and with like different tiers of membership. So like the one that I had, you could rent 3 movies and 1 game at a time, or 5 movies.
Nice.
So
smart.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Do you feel like it used to be more enjoyable to like find a movie? I feel like I miss it. Yeah. Like, you go to a video store and you, like, it's Friday night and we're picking out a movie.
That's what my family did. Every Friday, we would go to Blockbuster and we would get a movie and we would all get one snack and then we would, like, watch that movie. It was, like, every Friday thing, my family, like, growing up.
That's a cool tradition.
Yeah.
It's a good family thing, but I think now I like it just being able to stream everything. But I think
there's so much.
But I get caught in that moment where you like you can't decide.
Now you live in the video store. The video store just lives right there. It's just aisle after aisle after aisle. And if there's nothing, then and Blockbuster, you can immediately go to Movie Gallery.
Right. Yeah.
And if there's nothing in Movie Gallery, you can immediately go to Hollywood Video. Yeah. And then, you know,
I also
so
feel like when
so
you're when you're in a store like that, it's like you're like.
Oh, it's overwhelming,
but you're like, I'm getting a movie because you're like, you've committed, you drove here, you're like getting a movie, like we'll figure out some movie
there is that I feel like you're people aren't as invested in the films as more because they're you didn't have to do anything to
you
watch
didn't put
it.
In the work
no exactly. We're just sitting on our couch being like, and then sometimes like there's so many options that I'm just like, because I'm just gonna watch The Office again or like New Girl, like an episode of that, which I've seen a million times, but it's like because I can't pick on something
to
watch.
That's I feel the exact like you said that like going to the movie store was like overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I feel like whenever I open the TV to pick something, that's overwhelming.
No, that's
me.
What I'm talking about is overwhelming.
Yeah,
like the video store, there's a limit. Do you know what I mean? It's like I walk every aisle.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's
I can see all the movies in here.
Yeah.
Like I can pick up and look at all these movies.
Right.
You can't.
I can read like a full synopsis of what the movie
is. Right.
Yeah,
there's 3 paragraphs on the back that tells me about the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now there's a tweet,
and then it's like,
you know,
and
140 characters.
Like the other day, I forget what movie it was, but I was like, I wasn't able to watch the trailer, and I was like, I need to see the trailer.
We literally used to get 3 paragraphs of a movie with no spoilers.
Yeah.
It was a 3-paragraph description with no spoilers. That's how much people used to care about making something.
Yeah. We used to get trailers without spoilers.
Trailers. Full trailers without spoilers.
Now I watch a trailer and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I've seen the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate that. I've seen the movie. Or, like, one of the worst trailers for me was, I think it was Gravity with Sandra Bullock, and this 5 seconds that George Clooney was in it, but he's in the trailer, so you think he's in the whole movie, and he literally flies out to space the first 5 minutes.
But that's a great trailer, because it doesn't spoil the movie.
Yeah.
The spoiler provides the plot twist. That the movie then delivers immediately.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, maybe it wasn't now. I'm thinking about
and
maybe
like
it
you can you literally watch the entire trailer and you're like, I want to watch this movie, and then you sat down and within like 2 minutes you're like, this is not what I thought it was at all.
Yeah.
That you don't like that?
No, actually, okay, yes, but I guess I just thought George Clooney was gonna be in it more. And not that I'm like, I love George Clooney, I'm the biggest fan. I'm obsessed with Sandra Bullock, and I thought she did an amazing job, and I think she won an Oscar for that. I could be wrong, but
I think she did, but
it was a great movie. I really liked it, but I just was like, why was George Clooney in the trailer so much? Like, he literally was only in 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes of this movie.
I get your point,
You know?
Same thing happened to me with Broken Arrow. I was like, oh, a Steven Seagal movie, and then he died in the first 5 minutes. And then
But he's in the trailer.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's the Christian Kurt, Slater.
Kurt Russell? Or is it Kurt Russell? That was a good guy. That, Christian Slater's the bad guy. Was it?
Is
Christian
it
Slater.
Christian Slater.
What's it called?
I think it's Broken Arrow.
Steven Seagal. Is it?
But he dies
early. Oh, no. That's Executive Decision.
Executive decision. Yes.
Where he dies in the first 5 minutes.
That's good. It's all in a plane.
That's Steven Seagal, Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Broken Arrow is John Travolta. John Travolta, Christian Slater.
John Travolta, Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
What were we watching yesterday?
Who was watching the Scientology documentary?
Which one?
I've seen a few of them. I don't know which one we was watching, but
I know. We're watching that after we finished Dirty Pop, the Lou Pearlman.
Ooh.
So good. You need to watch it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yeah.
Yo, so this guy didn't have any airplanes?
The biggest Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
That was insane.
The biggest Ponzi
scheme in all of America.
Yeah. So he didn't have any airplanes at all. No. But he made everyone think he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then people would invest in it. This is mm-hmm. wild. This guy is the one who basically created Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah. The Backstreet Boys NSYNC, how he kind of like went behind the Backstreet Boys back and created NSYNC while they were on like a European tour. And I was like,
And then they come back to the States and they're like, they were saying No Strings Attached. Yeah, that was the one that came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he literally created NSYNC to compete with Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Right.
And
isn't that crazy?
It kind of worked. I had the BSB pins on my backpack. I loved Brian Cottrell. He's my favorite. And then I also loved JC from NSYNC. Yeah. But like, it was always a battle with like, which boy band do you love more?
Are you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
And I'm like, I liked both, but
you were always forced to, no, you have to like one more.
Yeah, exactly. Like more. So my choice was Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Yeah. But I genuinely liked both of them, but I'm like, you have to. People would be like, you have to choose.
Right,
it's like Twilight. Are you team Jacob or Edward?
Okay, I don't like any Twilight because I was a True Blood fan, and I'm like, don't get me started on True Blood. Like, I remember being at a frat house at Rutgers University, and we're like, I'm Jungle Juice, and all of a sudden it was on the TV, my first experience. It was like 2007, that's when it came out. Tied. And, like, there was something happening very fast. I was like, what is going on? They're like, oh, it's this new show, True Blood. They're like, people just have sex with vampires. And I just remember sitting on the couch, and I was like, I just watched it the whole time and watched all 7 seasons of it, and it was fantastic. But at that party, I never done Rutgers University, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm on the wall. Okay, anyway. Frat house. Those vampires, when they bite you, it's like, it's not, you don't die like in Twilight. You die when in the vampires in Twilight. If you get bit by a vampire, you will foam out of the mouth and die. Yeah. No, True Blood, if you get bit by a vampire, if you're in danger, they can like find you, and it's more like exotic and save you. It's weird.
That's if they give you their blood, vampire blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you both have each other's like blood, right?
Yeah. So like in True Blood, a vampire saves, because like vampire blood has like healing properties to humans in True Blood.
Yeah.
But when a vampire gives you their blood, then they can know where you are. They can sense you and like track you.
It's like an apple tracker.
Kind of like that.
And they can communicate with you, telepathically. So like, yeah, because then, what was it? Eric Northman. What was his name?
The word with Snooki?
Alexander Skarsgård. Alexander Skarsgård. He like tricks Snooki kind of, and he gives her his blood to like help her, but then he uses it to like track her and
track her. Yeah.
I remember True Blood. Mm-hmm. I fucked with True Blood.
Yes, I love it. Loved it. It got weird season 3-4 with like the fairies and the shapeshifters. That got kind of weird.
That was wild to me.
It got weird. Uh-oh.
I got you.
Those seasons got weird. People fell off.
Yeah. I don't mean.
No, you're good. I'm sorry. I'm going to get all up in your business. I just saw that and I was like, ooh, let's catch that real quick.
think mine's.
Can I pull up on this cord a little bit?
Yeah, go over.
There we go.
I've been keeping mine over here.
Good. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt our hot, steamy vampire talk.
Listen, I guess I love True Blood so much. And, like, any. Hands. And I think also when I was younger, I was petrified of vampires. I was, like, scared of vampires from that. I forget what it's called. The movie Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise. Kirsten Dunst. Yes. Okay. Whatever that came out. I'm not grabbing very young.
Right.
So, fair. And then let me just stick this back on, actually.
There.
I'm going to move this. Right there, and then is that good for you?
Feels good. Yep.
All right, bet.
All right,
cool.
And we're back.
Vampires.
No, True Blood. I fucked with True Blood a lot. It also introduced us to a lot of celebrities that we like now, like Alexander Skarsgård. Joe Manganiello.
What else is he in? Yes.
He was the most recent Tarzan.
Okay.
He's been in a lot.
He's been also
he's the
Viking
older movie. Brother or cousin of Bill Skarsgård, who is the new It.
Oh, there we go. That's
like four of the brothers that are all actors.
Like,
I had
Bill,
no idea.
Bill, Alexander, and their uncle is who's their uncle? It's also Skarsgård, but I can never remember his first name.
Yeah.
But he's in the Thor movies, the older scientist guy.
Yeah,
him
from the Thor movies. That's their uncle or something.
Okay, I saw the first one, the first Thor. That's all about.
Really, that's it.
Yeah.
I love Marvel movies.
I was keeping up for a minute and then. Too many.
There's a lot. What's a movie you've seen recently that you liked?
What movie I've seen recently that I liked? Like in the theaters or just like in general?
In general?
Oh no, my gosh. A movie that I've seen recently. I feel like I've been watching more TV shows, if anything.
Yeah. For documentaries.
Documentaries, yeah. We went on a cult kick where we were just watching all cult documentaries.
Yeah.
We watched so many cult documentaries. We can tell you our favorite one.
Yeah, go for it.
We know.
Wild Country.
this one,
where in the early 80s, this cult leader from India just moved to the Northwest.
In Oregon or something.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
They just took over a city. They took over the city council, renamed the city, and they just had their cult.
Control
the whole town.
Yeah.
And Sheila is
Rajneeshpur. They changed the name.
Rajneeshpur
or something.
Yeah,
and it was surprising because it just seems like something that if it happened,
you would catch it.
I never heard about it until the documentary, and apparently,
I asked my dad about it. He had no idea. He was I don't remember that.
But who was it? We was talking to. I think it was Rob Wentz who.
He's from Seattle.
He's from that area.
Yeah.
So he was saying that his parents was telling him about it, and they was watching. It was on the news every night up there because everybody's is this
what's going
like
on?
A local regional news thing than a national news.
Dan in New Jersey, he did not. I was because I remember being like, did you hear about this? It's just they just built a whole new town and they brought in trucks to build. They built their own little city area. It's insane. That would never happen now, I feel like. I've never heard of it. But.
It's actually happening right now. There's another cult leader. I can't remember if it's in Texas. It's somewhere in the southern states where she moved to a small town. She just bought a bunch of property. She just bought a restaurant. And slowly she's buying businesses. And I think that's her end goal is to try to take over the town.
It's insane to me. Yeah. Cults are wild.
That's that's also evil corporation shit. That's literally the plot. That's literally the plot of the Amazon Jack Reacher season one. They stumble across this businessman who has this fucking international counterfeiting operation, printing fake money. And he basically just moved to this small town in Georgia and bought this processing plant and then started buying all the other businesses and just took over this whole town to run his illegal operation.
That's a good plan.
Cults, criminals,
That was just, it was just a wild one, no pun intended. But his like assistant, if you will, who basically kind of ran everything, Sheila, went to Montclair State University, which is where I went to school. So I was also like baffled about that. I was like, wait, what? It's like, Sheila! Yeah. But then she ended up like leaving because she just, you know, left the cult. Mm-hmm. And the Bhagwan, that was his name, was just so mad about it. And
how do you leave a cult? I think, isn't that the whole thing with cults? Is that you kind of like, it's like blood in, blood out.
You're not supposed to. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing.
So she was really, he was really mad.
They called the police on her.
They called the police on
her. Like, she was a fugitive when she left the cult. Like,
mm-hmm. She left the country.
She has, I don't think she can come back in the country.
Ever again. She lives in like Switzerland now. Like, they, when they were doing the documentary, like, it was not in America.
Well, they committed some crimes. Like, they.
They got mad at this one person, and they were like, she was like, stab him. And then the person did. They listened to her.
And then they tried to poison the town, but then they just gave them, like, a cold or something. Like, it was like...
Wait, that's really what they did. They didn't kill them.
They just made a bunch of people sick.
Just made them have, like, incredible diarrhea.
That's hilarious.
They didn't kill them.
We didn't use enough. Right. We didn't use enough.
They're just like in the toilet. But there's this like video of Bhagwan, like this like peaceful man just like looking at the camera being like, Sheila, like we need to arrest Sheila. Sheila is a bitch. And the way he said bitch, we like both of us were like it's like you jolt when he says it. So now we have a funny thing where we're just like, we do this, and then we're like, bitch. It's like our handshake. You know? We go like this, and then we just go, bitch, to each other, and like walk away. It was so jolting. Really emphasized that he was mad at her.
So. Yeah. Then we talked about it later, and it got funny.
So she was like their business manager?
Yeah, and like she basically like ran the show. She did. She like ran the show while he was like, I'm the Bhagwan. I just do this when I come out and then I meditate and that's like this peaceful man. And that's, and then she ran everything. Like he had all the ideas, but like she
executed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she took the heat for like a lot
she's
of
this.
Yeah.
CFO, CEO.
She's the one basically. Who spread.
Yeah.
The,
and she was like in love with Bhagwan, obviously. Like that's what it seemed like. She was like obsessed with him. And then she just heard all these, like, bad things he was doing. And she's like, I'm out. Like, so she left. Yeah. And then, he was just like, we need to get her. She is a bitch.
But if she left because she found out about all the bad things he was doing.
Yeah.
Well, how much of that was she in charge of?
Yeah.
Right.
Is she executing, like, his financial operation? Like, is she the bookkeeper? Or is she the foreman?
That's you know what I mean? I think she was like, hey, go beat these people up.
100%. Or is she like, I gotta move this money around so we can buy City Hall?
She was very like cold.
We have to buy off the police.
Yeah, we have to buy off the police, give them money.
Yeah, that was a thing too, man. Like they got their own police force in the town and everything, man. It was weird, but
that's so crazy. I just like also, so then there's other cults you watch. Like, then what's the one with, oh my gosh, Mother God, and there's Twin Flames.
Twin Flames is crazy.
That is
still going on.
It is.
That's insanity.
So crazy.
If you talk about it, it'll sound worse than it is.
It's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad.
It's just a man and a woman who created this cult that. Everyone has a twin flame, and your twin flame is out there, and we're gonna help you find your twin flame. And then in the process of like giving you all these, you're telling me you're in love with this woman, but she won't take your calls anymore, and you know she blocked your number. And then their advice was, well, go to her house, knock on the door. She's your twin flame. It's like that's in a restraining order. Like what? And then when that plan didn't work. Who's ever was in this twin flame cult, they're like, actually...
This is where it gets...
Your twin flame isn't who you thought it was. Your twin flame is in this Zoom call right now. Yes. Yes. Your twin flame is here. And then it got even weirder when your twin flame is here. So your twin flame, just let you know, AJ is Nick. That's your twin flame. And you're like, I'm not.
Yeah. But no, here it goes. Go. Yeah, keep
going. But then it was like.
It gets.
And just let you know, you're not. No, you're not gay. You're actually a woman. And you're like, what? And they're like, yes. Your twin flame is Nick. And Nick is a male and you are a female. And you're like, whoa. Oh, yes. Yeah. So yes, they like people, changed.
Some people started taking hormones.
Yeah, the transitioning. Oh, and it's one thing like some of the people that you listen to in the documentary, like, okay, their transition was, you know, a part of like who they are. But then like some seemed a little questionable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it was just wild to watch. And it's just like, I don't know what, I mean, obviously cults, they pick on vulnerable people. Like, where do you have to be in your mind to be like, I love this guy. He's telling me my twin flame is a woman and I am a man and I'm a man. And
so, well, it's just like, it's a process. You get them in first and then it's like your twin flame's out there. It's out there. And then once that fails, you know that you have them.
Yeah.
So you have them brainwashed. So then you can be like, hey, actually, you're a woman trapped in a man's body.
And then it's just this married couple. Like they don't even seem like they even have the best relationship. Like when you see them in interviews and stuff, but people are following and
people are following. They have a kid now. Well, like it's wild.
Yeah.
People are desperate for love. Like, you know what I mean?
So connection.
Vulnerable people that are desperate searching for that kind of thing.
Yeah. I know.
Anything.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? And then, like, Mother God,
that's the blue lady, right?
Yeah.
Feed her, like, the silver. Silver. And it's like, that's not
Mercury
good.
Mercury. Yeah. Mercury. Yeah.
But her followers are like, she's coming back. They saw her die. They're just like,
she'll be back.
Yeah.
And they're like, give her her medicine. And it's vodka. They're like, this, like, that's what they said was her medicine.
But she was, I would say this, she was the most positive cult leader. Like, she really just wanted to get high and party.
She really did.
She did.
Yeah. And she did party.
Yeah, she did. But she wasn't trying to, like, take over people. She wasn't trying to,
doing mind control.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she was.
It was whoever her husband was. He was the one who was, like, money, like, and making people pay for things and like asking people for their dues and everything. And she just really just was always wasted and high.
I think
I'm done.
The documentary, the one about the doctor who, the sperm doctor who.
That one? Okay, we watched that. We thought we were like taking a break from cults.
Yeah.
We were like, let's take a break and let's watch this. And then let's just say we watched Camp Hell, I think, right after that. Did you see that? Which that is insane that happened literally. Like
Camp
in the
Hell?
90s. It's called Camp Hell,
it's
think,
like for like troubled teens.
But it was in like the
90s. They would like kidnap you in the middle of the night. They would sign off with your parents.
Oh, and then
they would come to your house in the middle of the night.
And steal you.
Yeah. Damn. Then take you, And then you'd be like on these like hikes. And it would work at first. Like, some of the kids would come back changed, but then it would become this.
Like people are getting like abused. One person died and that was where it got weird. But we watched it after the father because the father just like destroyed me. It was so sad.
The father was, that was sad. Like,
oh man.
Because, you know, you just, you're like, you know, you have trouble getting pregnant. You finally get pregnant and then you find out 30 years later that the kid isn't yours. It was this doctor who substituted yours, you know what I mean?
And it kept on like throughout the documentary. He had like over 100 kids and they're all in the same area. So another thing that was so like, it's like he didn't think of that. They could have been like dating each other and didn't know. And so this one woman found out and then was like, she did a 23andMe and then she went on like this quest to like everyone else who did a 23andMe. She would just like, she would message them on Facebook and be like, hi, this is gonna sound weird, but we're related. I'm your sister. I'm your half sister. And here's why. And then
yeah,
crazy.
It's, and then like, yeah, then those families had to be like, wait, my dad's not my dad. And I'm like, oh my God, so sad.
Well, and it was another thing about it that was weird. It was one of those documentaries where like they're interviewing live people, but then they also have actors acting out certain parts. Mm-hmm. So there was a scene that they would show a couple of times where it was the actor, and they would just show his back, but it would be him, I guess, emptying himself into the thing. So he would like moan and shudder, and and we would watch it with the little
subtitles.
Yeah, so it'd be like, you know, grown man moaning, and it was just like, I think we could not have this part. Like the story is not going to be ruined. You know?
We didn't need this reenactment.
Yeah. I didn't need it. Yeah. I didn't need it.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Somebody got paid right to pretend to come.
I was yeah just about to say.
They were pretending.
I was like, yeah, I didn't remember pretending. I was just about to say those roles are like, you know, those are acting roles though that we, you know, yeah, it's a little bit of a moment.
Method acting.
Yeah. Method acting for some, you know, yeah. Method acting, so, oh, so silly.
In order to act it, I have to live it.
Yeah. I have to be in the moment.
I have to be the character.
Yeah, I love Denver. Denver's great.
Yeah,
I do. This last time I was out there, I did realize though, I do get like altitude sickness.
Really?
Like a little bit.
Okay.
From the change.
Yeah.
So
what is that? Is that nauseous or is that like?
Like not nauseous, more like exhausted and
dizzy.
Like
you get dizzy?
Low energy, a little dizzy, like lightheaded.
Yeah.
A lot more of that.
I can see that. Yeah.
Not getting as much
less oxygen. Yeah.
I wasn't there long enough to like adapt.
And adjust. Yeah. I feel like, isn't it? I feel like it's like that in like Tahoe a little bit too, right? Yeah. I think so.
Do you know, like, when you get the flu, you have, like the body aches and stuff? Mm. It's, like, the body aches, but none of the other symptoms.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's hard to perform in.
Yeah. Luckily, it didn't get, like, super bad to that level until, like, the day after.
Mm-hmm.
But, whew. There were a couple times on stage I got lightheaded, though. Especially because, like, when I get going on stage and I'm, like, full speed, I get to the point where like I have to stop and give myself breaks to take a like catch my breath.
Yeah.
And there I was like, ugh, I almost almost didn't make it to the end of that sentence.
Oh, that's funny. You gotta check yourself for like the altitude. And that was when you were in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's like I think it's like that when I was in like Tahoe too. I was climbing a baby hike. It was a baby hike.
Baby hike.
Or I thought it was. It wasn't. My friend, my best friend knew the things to tell me. Because I was like, are we going all the way to the top there? And she's like, no, we were. but I was getting so winded, like, just walking up. And she's like, oh, it's a different, like, altitude over in Lake Tahoe. I was like, oh, that makes sense. We also shouldn't have drank that whole bottle of red wine last night. Like, that probably doesn't help as well. Thank you so much. So it was, like, pretty hard. Then beautiful view when you got to the top. I complained many times, but then we had to go all the way down, and I felt like my legs were going to break. Because she's in hiking boots, and I'm in Nikes. Like,
oh, man.
Like, it's just in a constant, like, plié the whole time, but plié, like, I'm going to die, fall to my death. This whole podcast is just me talking about how ways I'm going to die. Dead.
1,000 ways to die.
1,000 ways to die. Water moccasin. Death. Crocodile. Death.
Flying alligator's dead.
Dead. It's a head flying alligator.
Dead.
Oh, man. What else? What else is going on? What else?
We're so close.
I know.
We're so close.
We're almost there.
Can we chat about what? Favorite thing to do as a kid?
Probably ride my bike.
Okay.
Like BMX. I used to do like tricks and stuff on my bike. I was obsessed with my bike.
Like you can do all those fancy like
wheelies and twists and
that was a word.
Bunny hops.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing to do as a kid, is ride around on my bike with my friends.
I was a reader.
Reader?
Yeah, I was a big reader. And then, like, as I got older, like a video game kid. And, like, I played sports growing up, like, mm-hmm. organized, like, sports and stuff. And so outside of that, yeah, I was reading or playing video games and stuff like that. And when I was, like, younger, like, me and my brother would fuck with G.I. Joes. We were super into, like, G.I. Yeah. Joes. Mm-hmm. And we grew up, like, way out in the country on, like, 10 acres. And, like, in Florida, like, there's, like, loose, like, sugar sand and stuff like that. So we would dig holes, like, giant pits, and, like, run the water hose in it and make, like, these giant fucking, like, pit cave kind of things for the G.I. Joes, and then stage these elaborate, like, zip lines from, like, zip lining into this, like, fucking water hose canyon that we've created.
Was it you versus him with the G.I. Joes? Or was it y'all just kind of doing it
just kind of doing it together?
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it was, like, a lot of organized sports, and then other than that, I feel like I didn't really do too much, like, outside creating my own fun with bikes. And we had, there was, like, a wooded area behind my parents' house. And I, like, I could have played in the woods as a kid, but I never really did. I just, I think it was a lot of video games inside. A lot of Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, outside of organized sports, because I didn't like being... social anxiety and not being good around, like, a lot of people. Outside of being around people, I was decompressing from being around people.
Right.
Without realizing, like, the cycle.
Yeah. We played outside a lot. We actually used to, like, build, like, forts, basically. Yeah. Like, we would... not on land that we owned. We got in trouble a few times. We had this place called the Haystack that we built. And it was, like, this big, huge tree with these branches that leaned over. And there were these, like, four hay bales. Mm-hmm. And we built a little tree house. And then we built these, like, rope swings from the hay bales that you just, like, go off and jump off this, like, kind of cliff into an alleyway.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to do that a lot as a kid, is, like, build hideouts on other people's property.
We would build hideouts
and
on
run
ours.
When they caught us.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I enjoyed like pool days with my sisters. We would, like, play fun games like that I tried to do in my pool complex with adults, and it just, it's not the same, I guess. They didn't think it was fun. Like, we played pencil, cannonball, or twist, and you have to have a diving board, or, like, you don't have to, but you jump, and someone, when you're in the air, yells pencil, twist, or cannonball.
Mm.
And you have to, like, do it midair. Like, you have to, like, do whatever they do. It's so stupid. But it's, like, it's like, fun when you're a little kid. And, like, you know, sometimes I'll be in the air and my sister won't say it right away. And she'll be like, pencil twist! And I'm like, no! You know, and it's, like, stupid and silly, but it's fun. And then we had, off the diving board, we'd always have, like, I'm going to sound really old, but the boom box would come out, plugged in. And then we would listen to, like, the radio, and or a CD of whatever artists were really feeling, like NSYNC.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys were in there. And we would just, like, do, like, dance little routines off the diving board as growing up with sisters and, like, jumping off.
That sounds like fun.
Just stupid. And playing categories in the low end, you know, like, okay, crayons. And then I just love, like, pool games, I think. That was really fun.
I think yours sounded the most fun.
Which one? The pencil? Which
just,
one?
Just our four stories.
What?
This, the water and the jumping. I feel like that was the most fun childhood.
I don't know. Where's that?
It sounds pretty exciting.
Listen, choreography off a diving board. Could have been an Olympian, but didn't work out that way. Yeah. If there was an Olympic sport for, like, choreography off a diving board... Maybe. Break dancing.
There literally is.
Is it? Wait. Is it?
Diving. It's called diving.
No, but, like, no.
There's also synchronized swimming.
No, y'all.
It's synchronized diving.
Dancing. dancing, but dancing from the diving board, like dancing on the diving board, and then you're just jumping. The jump doesn't matter. Like, it's not diving. It's just the dancing, really, on the diving board. And he's like, that's
the balance beam.
But on a diving board, though, I'm not giving up on this.
And this is how we get Australian breakdancers. Yes! This is exactly how we get.
Listen, this is exactly how we do it.
That was so wild.
You're like, it's diving? I'm like, oh.
Man. After that happened, people came up to me. And what's her name? Ray?
Ray Gunn.
People would say that to me. Be like, Ray Gunn. And I'm like, come on, man.
Man, y'all.
Come on, man.
Halloween? Is that a Halloween costume?
I think I might do for Halloween. Yeah. Because I can't dance, so it works perfectly.
You could tell just she was going to bomb because of those thick-ass New Balances. Like, she was, and no one's won a dance battle in those.
Aren't they not having breakdancing anymore? As
it's just for a lawnmower.
Think it's out.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Breakdancing. What about breakdancing off a diving board?
I mean,
she's like, cut it.
I feel like that's been in her comments. I feel like somebody has probably told her that. Yeah, like breakdance off the diving board.
Yeah.
That sounds like an insult. Like, go jump off a cliff. Why don't you breakdance off the diving board?
I'm going to start saying that to people. You know what? You could break dance off a diving board.
Right. I don't want you break dance off a diving board.
Break dance off a diving board. Yeah.
Oh, God. We're there.
Oh.
We made it.
Do you guys? Yeah, shout out your social medias if you have any dates or anything coming up.
Yeah. At Teresa Hysteria. The only H is in Hysteria. Follow me. Yeah. I need more follows.
At Nick X Bush at everything. Instagram, Twitter. Venmo, hook your boy up.
Be on the Twitter. Yeah.
At Sydney Stevens Comedy on everything. You guys have any dates or anything you want to plug?
Actually, new show, September 28th at the Amsterdamian off Gallatin in East Nashville. Come to it. Seriously, it's going to be a fun time. Or Plain Jane, last Sunday of the month, September 29th. So two shows.
Two shows.
Come to them. They'll be fun.
Come to them.
Smokes and Jokes in Murfreesboro, September 9th. Pull up on us.
Word.
What?
I have a funny story about Smokes and Jokes. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I'll tell you after. It's funny. You got shows coming up?
Yes. I have more shows coming up. Where am I coming? When is this episode coming out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. This week, September 12th, Fountain City Comedy Festival, Kansas City, Missouri. I'll be there. And then that entire weekend, I've got 4 shows, September 13 and 14 in Springfield, Missouri at Blue Room Comedy Club. So come see me there. I am in Buffalo, New York on the 18th of September. West Nyack, New York on the 19th. I am in Baltimore 922. And then I go back out to the Pacific Northwest. I have an Oregon and Seattle tour that I'm doing with Oregon Roots. Salem, Oregon on the 27th, Portland, Oregon on the 29th. Oh, sorry, Eugene, Oregon on the 26th, Salem on the 27th, Portland on the 29th, Seattle on October 2nd, and Tacoma October 3rd, and Spokane October 6th. Mm-hmm. And then I have a bunch more dates all the way through the end of the year, and I'm working on something special that hopefully we'll be able to announce soon. And tune in next week.
And
thanks for checking out the Tard Pod.
Hey, if you liked what you saw here and you want more, go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/TardationNation.
You can buy all those tickets at ajwilkerson.com. See you later.
Bye.
What in tarnation?